Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home. With the coffee you like, just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1367. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the number one show in Apple Podcasts around job hunting. More episodes than any other show on Apple. It's been that way for a long time because when you put out shows 7 days a week for several years, hey, people follow you. People enjoy this show. I get messages all the time from folks who are looking for advice. And these days I've taken to giving out some advice with YouTube Live on Sunday mornings. I'm going to try and do it this weekend as well. If you have a question you'd want me to cover, email me. In the subject line, I want you to put the phrase YouTube Live, and this way I know what it's about. The address you'll send it to is jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Again, in the subject line, put the words YouTube Live. Otherwise, I'll never see it. Got that? Now, today's show answers a question that's sometimes asked on interviews. Have you ever done a layoff? And what are they really looking for when you're answering that question? Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. And I also want to remind you, if you're interested in my coaching you, listen to the end of the show. There's information there about how to contact me. Now, let's get going. This question comes out of, let's see if you can see it, New York Times. It's an interview with Max Levchin, who is someone who, he was a director with Yahoo, former CTO of PayPal. He started Slide, and he also helped found Yelp, and now he's with another firm called The Firm, a CEO. And he asked the he says he asked a question on interviews of senior professionals. And I think this is a good question to be prepared for. You'll understand when you hear the answer in particular. And the question starts off with, have you ever done a layoff? And what did you do? How did it feel? Now, he's not asking to find out whether you brought them into a conference room. You know, he's looking for signs of emotional maturity here. And, you know, especially for leadership, this is one of the key factors that you could possibly demonstrate on an interview. So you start off, you know, with, you know, sinking a little bit emotionally and go, you know, I've done them. And there's never an easy way to do it. Notice how I changed my voice from sounding enthusiastic to a little bit more serious. And sounding a little softer. And you continue on by saying, you know, individually, I brought them into a room and spoke with them personally. And from there, you know, I tried to help them find another position. I did whatever I could to be of help to them. I had already reached out to a number of my contacts. And where possible, I just handed them a simple slip that said, call this person, they may have someone for you. Now, that's not you. Don't say it because, you know, the lie can get exposed. But you continue on by saying, but what I did afterwards was really hard. You know, as they were packing up, as they were saying their goodbyes, I helped them. And I helped them from the place not of, you know, trying to get them the heck out of here fast, but to talk with them one-to-one as a human being. And be of assistance, because there's no easy way to say goodbye to someone who has given their blood and guts to an organization, who has cared as much as some of these folks did, without being a human being and wanting to break down. So, you know, that's what I wound up doing. I hope I never have to do it again, but if I do, I have that experience, and And then you have that big sigh, that how difficult it was. So again, they're not looking for the part where you bring them into a room, you know, as a group and said, ladies and gentlemen, you be, you know, it's nothing like that. You know, it's not like a union hall where you brought people in. It's about what happened afterwards. And as I spoke, I tried to emulate how I'd want you to feel and how you'd want to express it. How difficult that was for me just to say it. And I have laid people off before, so I kind of went back to that space, if you know what I mean. So try and connect with that part of yourself that did it, how hard it was. Continue on by talking about how you helped them pack and talk to them individually, and where appropriate, you gave them phone numbers and names and email addresses of people to reach out to from your network. And that will demonstrate that you have compassion for your employees, that you care, and you'll win that interview question. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before with hospital grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the DC area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.